AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden signs a $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
We compromised. We reached a consensus. That's necessary.
Biden says compromise brought about the package to invest in roads, bridges, water systems, broadband, electric vehicles, and the power grid.
That despite the cynics, Democrats and Republicans can come together and deliver results. We can do this. We can deliver real results for real people.
Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon appears in court following his arrest for defying a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol.
They took on the wrong guy this time, okay?
Bannon spoke outside a Washington courthouse hours after surrendering to federal authorities. The Justice Department last week indicted him on two counts of criminal contempt for ignoring subpoenas from the House panel investigating the Capitol insurrection.
This is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden.
Bannon says he's going on offense against what he calls the Biden regime. He did not enter a plea and is due back in court Thursday after being released without bail. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Closing arguments wrap up in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse for the shooting deaths of two men, wounding of a third, during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin in August 2020. In this from Court TV, Assistant District Attorney James Krause says the defense has labeled the victims the instigators.
The defense wants you to believe that these people got what was coming to them, that they were bad people doing bad things, and we should be proud and boastful of Mr. Rittenhouse for killing them.
Rittenhouse's lawyer, Mark Richards, blames the first man killed by Rittenhouse, Joseph Rosenbaum.
He was a bad man. He was there. He was causing trouble. He was a rioter. And my client had to deal with him that night alone.
This is AP News. U.S. journalist Annie Fenster, who spent nearly 6 months in jail in military-ruled Myanmar, was freed.
I'm feeling all right physically. It's just the same privations and things that come with any form of incarceration. You just go a little stir-crazy.
We have more from the AP's Grant Peck.
This past Friday, he had been convicted of three offenses and sentenced to the maximum of 11 years in prison, which was very shocking.
Fenster was handed over to former U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson.
The U.S. does not have very good relations with Myanmar, to put it mildly, and Richardson is kind of acting as an intermediary where the U.S. government can't. And now, a week after his original visit, he has come up with the release of Danny Fenster, which no one was expecting.
Fenster, the managing editor of online magazine Frontier Myanmar, was convicted of spreading false or inflammatory information. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.